And so as we continue our reflection on stewardship as a way of life, remembering that last weekend I spoke about gratitude, being grateful to God for the many blessings that he bestows upon us, thanking God in particular for blessings. This week I talk about responsibility, and that flows from gratitude, doesn't it? If we are truly grateful for the blessings we have received, we will take care of them. And next weekend, I'll talk about generosity, which flows from the first two. If we see all of the good things in life as coming from God, then we will hold on to those blessings loosely, sharing them within our family, sharing them with the poor, sharing them with our spiritual family, the church. The gospel today gives us a beautiful teaching on responsibility. Our Lord is asked to comment on the law, which was regarded then and now as the expectations that God has for us, what is required of us. And Jesus makes it clear in his very beautiful response that what is expected of us first and foremost is that we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul. And in a close second, that we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. On this, the whole law depends. This is what is expected of us. This is our responsibility in life throughout all of our days. The virtue of responsibility is an important one. And I've had many conversations with younger parishioners, especially those who are just starting their first job, and they'll tell me about their job. And the counsel that I give is show that you are responsible. Show up on time. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't complain. Don't make excuses. Just be responsible. And oftentimes, the young parishioners will look at me and give me some pushback. They'll say, Father, there has to be more to it than that. And I'll say, wait a few years, and you will just see how many irresponsible people there are in the workplace. And you will see how being responsible will distinguish you from the herd. And your employer will hold you in great esteem because you do what you are supposed to do. Jesus teaches about responsibility on more than one occasion. Remember when he said that if you can be trusted in small things, then you will later be entrusted with greater responsibility. And he says in another place, to the one who has been given much, much is expected in return. And of course, in the parable of the talents, Jesus shows how the master is overjoyed when his employees, when his servants show great responsibility and great initiative with the talents, doubling them in his absence. Well done, good and faithful stewards, the master says. Come and share your master's joy. Jesus not only teaches about responsibility, he lives it. And this is what we recall every time we are together at Mass. For at every celebration of the Holy Mass, we take our place at Calvary. We are united with the Lord Jesus, who takes responsibility for our sins, who pays the ultimate price, giving everything that he has to give to pay the ransom for our irresponsibility. He goes the distance taking responsibility for our sins so that we might have the hope of everlasting life and so that we might be transformed by that redeeming love, that we might be made able to take on the responsibilities that he gives to us. You know, if it's important in a person starting work, taking on those starting positions, if it's important for that person simply to do as told and to follow instructions, if that stands out, that's true early on. But as a person matures, as a person gets deeper and deeper into his or her life's work, that's not sufficient. It's not sufficient just to take orders well. But rather, there is that motivation that comes from within, that responsibility for one's own actions that will prompt someone who has held a position for a number of years to show initiative in learning more and more about the work, the trade, the craft. And that person, on his or her own, will want to learn as much as possible so as to become not just good at the work, but great, to become something of an expert in his or her field. If that kind of responsibility is important in our life's work, how much more important is it in our Catholic faith that we take personal responsibility for learning more and more about our faith, to become well-versed in the teachings of the Church, the teachings that have to do with the content of our faith, that which engages our mind, the teachings having to do with the source of our faith, he who captures our heart, the teachings that have to do with the goal of our faith, the eternal salvation of our soul, mind, heart, soul, and those teachings that have to do with the implications of our faith, how we treat one another in our ordinary lives, that which has to do with loving our neighbor as ourselves. It is vitally important that each of us takes personal responsibility for knowing our Catholic faith and to leave behind the excuses. And there are plenty of excuses. I grew up and I was subjected to the catechesis of the 1970s and the 1980s. I didn't get much in school or religious ed. Trust me, I know all about the catechesis of the 1970s and the 1980s. Trust me on that. That's an excuse. It wears thin. Or they didn't teach me that in RCIA. Or I didn't go to a Catholic school. I didn't have a good opportunity to learn. It's time to take personal responsibility for learning about our faith so that we might be well-versed, so that we might know the catechism and know it well, because so much is at stake. And because of this, we have multiple opportunities to learn about our faith here at our parish. The catechism lessons that I teach here on Thursday evenings and at St. Jude on Wednesday evenings, the King's Men, the Apologetics Group, many opportunities to learn. And yet I hear from parishioners, and I can understand this, I hear, Father, I'd like to be able to go to those classes, but I have to work second shift. I'm not able to make evening activities. That's understandable. That's the reality of life. And so we unveil this weekend a new initiative, one that makes it possible to learn about the height and depth of our Catholic faith 24/7. It's an initiative called Symbolon. There's a flyer in the bulletin. If you pass by on the way out of church, I'll give you a business card that contains the information about it. It's a series of videos and study guides and participant guides that are designed to be viewed on not only home computers, but also on tablets and smartphones. You can learn about your faith during your coffee break, or at lunch, or when you're just kind of looking for something to do or to read. These presentations are beautiful. They did the recording in Rome and the Holy Land and other places in the world. They're informative. They're very faithful, and they're very inspiring. This is an initiative between St. John's and St. Jude. We don't want there to be any excuses for not knowing about our Catholic faith. And I think you'll like this initiative. And I encourage you to take that personal responsibility to be up to date and up to speed about our Catholic faith. We have so many fallen away Catholics in our families, people who are confused about what the church teaches. How will they learn? How will they get back on board except through you and the words that you can say? We have so many unchurched neighbors. How will they be brought to the Lord, if not through you? What a remarkable and awesome opportunity that we have to bring other people closer to the Lord and closer to His church through our words and our deeds, bringing people into the sacramental life of the church. What an awesome responsibility. And I pray that we will each be faithful to that which is expected of us, so that on the day of judgment, the Lord might say to each of us, with a smile on His face, "Well done, good and faithful steward. Come and share your Master's joy."